This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Jono, last weekend, I was telling a story all about my friend who I called Alice, who had undertaken this massive personal journey just to try and get out of the fogginess, as I described it, from the lockdowns we've been having here in Melbourne. And having had a quick chat to my friend, who is not called Alice, she's actually called Elise, I said, why don't you just come on and tell your story for yourself? So a very big morning Joy welcome to Elise. Good morning to you, Elise. Welcome to Joy.
Good morning, guys. Thank you. So excited to be here.
Now, Elise, you heard what we said about last week.
Yes.
You are just an inspiration to me, and I've been so excited about seeing what's been happening throughout the last few months with your life. But just take us back to when it all started, because we want to talk about people trying to make change to their own lives through small little steps. So just give us your story, Elise.
Absolutely. By the way, when I heard you speak about me last week, it made me so happy and I'm so grateful to be here today. Basically, to take you back a little bit, about 8 months ago, I was feeling pretty lost. I would say I was really burnt out. I worked really hard during lockdown, pulling off a big project that was quite amazing, actually helping kids and parents during lockdown. But during that time, I realized I found myself in what I probably call a lockdown rut. I was trying to help so many people, but I forgot about the most important person, which was me. So I had this realization and I decided, okay, I have to do something about this. So I was struggling to even get out of bed, really, going to my desk in my kitchen, working in the confines of my house. I realized I was missing connection, adventure, all these things. I love traveling. So I set myself small, achievable goals to slowly get myself out of this rut.
What made you go for those small achievable goals, at least? What made you go to in that route as opposed to setting yourself some great master plan?
Yeah, well, good question. I always had these big goals that society, I think, tells me are the right goals to have. You know, lose 5 kilos, pay off my debt and get a promotion. And while those are really goals that I do, I guess, want to achieve, they're a bit big. And so I started by just setting simple goals like get out of bed, have a shower, get dressed, go to your desk and set it up nicely and, you know, make it a happy place. And then the next goal was go downstairs every day to the cafe and get a chai and talk to the guys in the cafe. And then go for short walks in the sunshine and enjoy the sunshine. And I just tried to enjoy the really little things. And that's where I began this journey, I guess.
And then, so that's a great way of trying to kickstart what happened. But then just take us to the big points, Elise, because I talked about last week, the 5 a.m. club, watching the sunrise, and then, your little strolls down to St. Kilda.
Yeah, so from there, I started this course, actually, and a wonderful woman, Katie Valentine, set me a morning routine. So I started to get up really early at 5 a.m., straight away do meditation, so a guided meditation. And then through that, I would dance around my bedroom every morning because I love music. From there, I added cold showers after a couple of weeks. And on from there, I ended up going down to Middle Park, jumping in the ocean every day. So I just slowly built habit upon habit, piece by piece, to get where I am now.
That's incredible. I mean, I just think that there's so many of us out there, myself included, who have experienced the rut, have experienced the kind of groundhog day of it all. But for you to kind of push through little bit by little bit and then have these massive big turnarounds, how was the feeling of getting better? What was the kind of light bulb moments for you when you were like, oh my gosh, this is actually making me feel better. I feel more alive. I feel more energized. Yeah.
I think it was definitely the meditation that started it off. I always thought, I can't meditate. I can't sit there. I'm too fast paced. But actually, that gave me the time to reflect and it just really helped. Sometimes I wasn't listening to the guided meditations, other times I was, but it just really gave me that space to my creativity came back, my confidence came back. I just started feeling really proud and I had this like zest for life, and the ocean dips just added a whole new level of that feeling alive again and happy. And it just made me want to continue to better myself and my health and my life. I would walk along the street and just smile at people. It's funny how many people put their head down, but a lot of people just smile back at you and you end up in the most amazing conversation. So yeah, I'd say I just got this proud feeling, this focused on my self-belief and really gained this confidence. And yeah, it just lit up my life.
It's the simplicity, isn't it, as well? Yeah. I think that before COVID, we're on this kind of rat race, but the simplicity of, as you say, just taking 20 minutes to meditate or taking a couple of minutes to jump in the ocean, it doesn't cost you anything. And it's the simple life, but it's so necessary.
It gets forgotten, I think, sometimes because we hear all this negativity or see negativity on social media. And it really can consume you. But yeah, there's simple things about walking along the beach and looking at the sun hitting a palm tree or something like those little tiny things. If you can just flip your perception, it can really change your whole mindset. And now I look for more adventure and I'm like, yes, I'll come on a bike ride or yes, I'll do yoga with you. And I never would have done that before. So it's that flick of just changing your perception or mindset.
Yeah. Hey, with the meditation thing, I'm a kind of recent convert to meditation. I think one of the things that I'd just love to say to anyone listening out there, and I hope you agree with me, Elise, is that the person that's kind of taught me and is continuing to teach me to meditate says, you know, there's no wrong way to meditate. And I was so judgmental of myself that, sometimes I can't switch off and my brain races. And she says, you know, well, that's okay for that meditation. And meditation is a skill that you learn like any other skill and you will get better at it. And then some days you'll just have a shitty meditation and that's also okay, you know?
That's what shocked me most, Jono, was like, yeah, I would sit there and be like, am I meditating? And I overthink it. And I'm like, but actually it's reprogramming your subconscious. And apparently if you do it when you first wake up, it's the best time to reprogram your brain. And so even if you do, you'll find your mind wandering and then 5 minutes later you come back. Some of those words that guided guide is saying will stick and will start. If you do it on a daily basis, I promise you it will transform your life without a doubt.
Elise, this is amazing stuff. We're going to come to an end in a second, but if someone's listening and they really want to try and take a leaf out of your book and understand how they can start their own personal journey, what are your sort of hot tips to get that process kickstarted?
I definitely think that setting small, achievable goals. So, you know, if you don't like exercising, don't go on some crazy fitness regime. Do something. Think about what makes you happy and just start small. Even if you do a 10-minute walk, just some small goals to start just shifting that mindset and perception and go outside. There's so many things on your doorstep in lockdown that, you know, you can explore.
So true, so true. And then you could end up like Elise down a middle park going for a swim every single day. What day number is this? At 22?
Day 26 today.
26?
Yes. It was a bit rough out there today. The water was a little murky, but I'm not giving up, especially when you asked me to come on the radio. I thought to myself, I can't go on there today and say, I gave up.
And also you've been supported, Elise, by some very, very dear friends. So, you know, you've been posting stuff on social media so we can actually watch you doing your morning dips. And you've had some wonderful support from some of your friends.
Absolutely. I just started posting and the amount of response I had from people, obviously it resonated with them and people are looking for something to change it up a bit. And yeah, I've had so many people, you know, I've met a girl a week ago and now she's come every day for the whole week and she's just so in awe of how it's changed her life. So yeah, it's amazing who you meet or the support that you gain once you put yourself out there, I guess.
Phenomenal. Incredible. It's a connection. It's just connection, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just,
I was missing that connection.
Like yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody is.
Totally. And I say, I'm so proud of you. I've known you for quite a long time. Actually, one of your first friends I met when I came to Australia. And I'm just so in awe of everything you've done. Keep it up. It's going to get easier now. The weather's going to get warmer.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And if anyone wants any more information, you can always drop me a message and I can always put you in contact with Elise if you want some hot tips. But Elise, thank you ever so much for brightening up our morning.
Thank you.
Keep up the good
much.
Work. Jono and I are super impressed.
I appreciate it so much. I'll try to keep sharing my journey. I'm thinking of making a public Instagram page called Elise Eats Life to share my journeys, but I haven't got that far yet.
Well, you can come back and tell us about it. Yeah, when you get it done.
Exactly.
Have a great day, Elise, and thank you so much. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye. How exciting was that, hey, Jono? It's just amazing what you can do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just, you know, it's just everyday people doing small, extraordinary things.
That's the key.
That's what we're about.
You're on Joy Weekend. Brekkie, Paul and Jono, that was Elise.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.